Welcome to the Unmothered Podcast. Join me as we explore all the feelings and confusion surrounding the mother-daughter bond. Laugh with me, cry with me, and learn new ways to cope with what can be a very lonely existence without a mother to rely on. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Welcome back, peeps. We are back with another crazy episode of What Goes On in My Brain. This episode, it came to me over, of all things, being at my dad's memorial. And it was a question that came up because I saw something happening with my niece. This episode is about, are you the black sheep of the family, or are you actually the truth teller of the family? How do you define black sheep in, if this label has been placed on you in your dysfunctional family? So let's discuss this. There's a difference between being a troublemaker of the family or a truth teller. If you add in moms who are narcissistic or abusive or toxic, and you are not doing what they want you to do, this is going to cause them to strike out at you. And now you've become the black sheep, which, by the way, I really hate that label. And I feel like it's scapegoat. You know, it's like, we're just going to pick her as the scapegoat to blame all our problems on her so that nobody's looking at the other things going on within the family. So how do you maintain your sanity and values around a family that doesn't understand why you won't play their dysfunctional games? Let's discuss this. So as I watched family members at my dad's memorial this last weekend, I thought about all the years that had passed us by. Like, everybody was so grown up now. It was crazy. I always look at my niece as being like this cute little 3-year-old girl and then this troubled, you know, teen. Each of us played certain roles in the family, but my niece was telling my pastor that she had been the black sheep of the family. And we kind of laughed, and I told her, yeah, but I never gave up on you. I wouldn't say that she was the troublemaker of the family as much as she was in a highly abusive family dynamic, and she learned how to fight and stand on her own. Did she make the right decisions all the time? No. Like, sometimes, you know, she did some really crazy things, but looking back, I can understand why. She was trying to survive in this crazy dynamic. When I think about how we get labeled as troubled or a hard child, I think we should look deeper into the family dynamics instead of automatically just blaming the child. So what can we do if we're always labeled that way? I think sometimes when we're, especially I hear stories at school where someone says, oh, this kid, he's always in trouble. He's such a bully. Like, he does this and this. He's in the principal's office all the time. And I'm like, so what's going on? Kids don't grow up being mean on purpose. That's not their purpose in life. Nobody ever checks into what is happening to him in his home life that he has to come and take control at school. Because if you look deeper, something's going on that he's being abused or he's being hurt or verbally abused or whatever it is. There's something going on and nobody ever wants to talk about it. So when I was looking at the history of our family, and it was, you know, certain members in our family that were considered the troublemakers or the hard ones, when I've sat with some of them being my cousins, where they would tell me it was really hard in our household, I didn't see that because there was different masks being put on when we would come to visit. When I heard some of these stories of abuse, I was shocked and so saddened, because we look at the outside of how these kids now then become adults or young kids, and they're troubled, they get in trouble. I've had cousins that have gone, you know, into the system, and we've had really hard struggles in our family. And we're always like, man, why were they like that? What happened? Like, that's just not, that's not normally how you grow up and you end up down this, you know, bad path. And yet, when you look back at the family and then you hear the stories from them, you realize, well, you're not so much the black sheep, the scapegoat, the troublemaker, as much as you were actually the child that got picked on the most. Why is that? Because we're the truth tellers. We saw things that weren't right, and we spoke out about it, and we got punished for it. Now, I wouldn't consider myself the black sheep of the family. I think people just didn't even know what to label me. My family members are like, what is she doing now? Like, I don't understand her. I think I had a very outspoken personality, but also because I'm sort of an introvert at the same time, I'm a truth teller for justice. So like, I'll speak out for that. But at the same time, I was like such a shapeshifter. Like, I would read the room. You know, if things were too violent, I'm going to shrink back and become invisible. So I wasn't the troublemaker of like, I'm going to just wreak havoc and, you know, make everyone see my point. That was more my brother. But I was more like, I'm going to read the room and see where can I speak my truth and where do I need to hold back. Also, growing up in that kind of an environment, you don't really truly find your voice until you get out of it, and hopefully find your voice when you get out of it. Because I see some adults who are still shape-shifting, you know, just whatever you want to do, that's what I'll do. It's like, what do you want to do? You have an opinion. And so if you have grown up being the black sheep, sometimes you will be destructive. But also, if you're a truth teller, sometimes it takes you a while to find that truth within you to speak it out. So growing up in these dysfunctional families, there's these different labels. You know, you have like the perfect kid, the older kid. Oh, I was the middle kid that I was like always the easy one, but that's just because I didn't truly find my voice. My brother was the troublemaker. He's the firstborn. He's aggressive. He was a right fighter. But again, I think those were things that were habits that he had to pick up to learn to survive through all the craziness of what was going on in our family. And then he, from there, got super angry at the world because the world wasn't really accommodating to the way that he saw it and the way he wanted it. So just some things to think about when you are in this place where you have been labeled a troublemaker, black sheep, you know, scapegoat. You're always the one. Well, if it wasn't for her, we would have a perfect family. I just want to tell you today, that is so not true. And that is something that they are diverting on you because they don't want to look at what the true dynamics of the family really is. And a lot of times, I will say this stems from the mother. The mother places these labels. I've even done it with my kids where it's like, oh, she was the good student and, oh, this one not so good. Oh, she's the perfect child. Oh, this one was a little bit of a struggle. But I do that in a fun, loving way. But I've noticed even in that that's probably not a good thing to label your kids in those situations. Thankfully, my kids are adults now and we have bigger conversations than that. And also they give me explanations of why they were the way they were. You know, one is was a good kid because she said, I saw the stress in the family and I didn't want to create any more stress. So therefore I was always studying and doing things right. And I'm like, I never even looked at it that way. So if you can actually have those conversations with your family, in a beautiful, honest way like that, you will learn a lot about family dynamics. But if you're coming from an abusive family where nobody wants to talk the truth and they're just going to label each child as they come along because they also know which ones they can manipulate. And that is what happened to me, is that my mom started manipulating my feelings because I had such a heart to care for people that I was the one that she called all the time when she got hurt, when she was in a pickle of whatever circumstance that she would put herself in. First phone call she would make would be to me because she knew that my brother would yell at her and hang up the phone. She knew my sister would probably not answer the phone. And she knew that I would always pick up the phone. And even though I didn't want to do it or I didn't like it, I would show up because that's just my nature. That was the kid I was. So she would label me, "You're the peaceful one. You are my peaceful daughter. You are the most, you've always been the easiest baby. You've always," like, she went down the line of like how I was just like the peaceful everything. And so, you know, I looked at all the different family dynamics within our extended family. And it was just funny how the parents just, you know, down the line, they knew which kids that they could count on and manipulate if they were, you know, in this dysfunctional place. They could call on this child and this child would come through. Then they could blame the other kids and say, "Well, you're not this and you're not loving enough and you're not whatever, whatever," because they are truth tellers and they're going to say no to you. And when you have a toxic mom, the last thing in the world she wants to hear is the word no. Just letting you know, it's like that is, if you say no to them, they're going to explode. And it's necessary for you to say no to them. It's necessary for you to take a step back. And it's also necessary for you to realize you are not the worst kid in this family. The family is the worst thing in this family. The family is broken. And you have to find your way out and to find who you are and to find yourself and who God thinks you are and the purposes that He has for your life. It's not a mistake that you were in this family. It's just part of your journey. Unfortunately, some of us don't get the great family. I will never say perfect family because there's no such thing, but we'll never get like the healthy family that some people have. We don't have that dynamic. But you can create that. And that's what I have gone my whole life, is creating this family that is not perfect by any means. But, you know, we can sit and have this conversation. "Hey, why did you feel like you had to do this?" And she's like, "Because this is how I felt about the family." I'm like, wow, eye-opening. And thank you. Thank you for being honest with me. So questions to ask yourself is, have you always been the scapegoat for your family problems? If you have, I'm releasing you from that, because not all the problems in the family were your fault. Do you tend to avoid any family functions because you know everyone will pick on you? Again, that's where boundaries come in. If you're the scapegoat for every joke, everyone's going to pick on you. Everyone's going to say what a loser you are. Everyone just, "Oh, here she comes again, drama queen, blah, blah." If they're doing that consistently and not welcoming you with open arms, you can set a boundary and say, "Yeah, I'm going to skip that reunion. Don't need to go to that family function. Don't need to go to that holiday." And if they don't like it, it's okay. That's part of adulting, is you will make decisions that not every family member is going to agree with. And that's on them. That's not on you. And you don't have to do it with bitterness. You do it with love. You just say, "For my mental health," and you tell yourself this, you don't need to tell them, "For my mental health, I'm going to skip that event. And I'm going to be okay, because I'll be more peaceful than walking into a lion's den and having people attack me." I want you to just reframe your thoughts. You're not just a survivor from this family. You are a thriver. You have done wonderful things to create different traditions and different things that you have grown up in. You have stood the test of time. So congratulate yourself on that and continue to do that. Continue to learn more. Continue to do better. If no one has told you this, I am proud of you because you have survived through this dysfunctional family life and you are here and you're listening to this, which means you really want the help. So it's not your fault that people didn't understand how to be comforting and supportive of you. That is not your fault. And so release yourself from that. This is their problem, not yours. Don't hang on to this label. Make sure that you do better. Don't say, well, everyone thinks I'm the black sheep. I'm just going to do that then. That's who I am. No, you're not. That's who they said you are. Sit and journal. Ask God, who am I in your eyes? Because that's who I want to be. I want to be a better person than that. Don't settle for that label. That label sucks. It is not anywhere where it needs to be around you ever again. Just rip that label off. You sit and journal that and talk about all of the things that pained you, all the things that you were called, and then you just rebuke that. Just say, that is no more. We are not doing that anymore. I'm not going to play the victim in this. I'm not going to be this person that they say I am. I'm going to be better and I'm going to be calmer and they're going to see like I'm a changed person. And whether or not they see it or not, you don't need their approval. That's one thing I just want to put out there. You don't need their approval. So you're doing this for you, not for them. But they will see the change in you because you're not going to react in the same way. That's what I want you to do, is don't react off of their dysfunction. Be the best that you can be. That's what my niece did. So my pastor and his wife said they loved talking to my niece, and she was one of their favorite people to meet that day at my dad's memorial. And that just made me smile because she has owned her own stuff. She's come out of it on the other side. She made a ton of mistakes and she learned from them. She grew from them. And now she's a wonderful mom of 6 kids. Ah, and also, when the heck did she turn 40? She turned 40 years old this December. And I was like, that is impossible because I'm 40. So she is just a wonderful mom, a wonderful wife, and I'm so proud of the woman that she has become. So as I said before, journal it out, write your thoughts out, any struggles that come up, really just sit with God and ask good questions, and you might be surprised at some of the stuff that comes up from this. So journaling is huge when you can get into the heart and start digging through, like, what hurt me as a child? Why was I called this? What happened when those things were taking place? Like, those kind of questions, sit and then just pray on it. Ask God to show you, and then ask Him to show you who you are today. You have a purpose, you have a plan, and you're going to have to walk through rough waters to get to it, but we can all make it to the other side. We will not drown. So this is the end of my talk on this. I hope that this helped you. And until next time, I'll see you later, peeps. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you want to get connected with other women who share your unmothered heart, head on over to my private Unmothered Facebook community group. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for this podcast to help me share this message with other listeners. All the links mentioned in today's episode will be in the show notes below. Bye, peeps!